Hello and welcome to the intro episode of Cosmos. I'm Chris Cox, the social media manager at OCU, and I'm a two-time alum. Today we're launching our podcast for OCU students, alumni, friends, and really anyone who wants to listen. I'm going to pass it off to Nick, and he's going to explain a little bit more about why we're launching Cosmos and what we're hoping to achieve with it.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. So I'm Nick Tragakos, Senior Director of Marketing and Communications here at OCU. And so Cosmos podcast, you know, it's really just about telling stories and getting to meet people and kind of sharing the good news about OCU. So I'm really excited to have the opportunity to do that. I think it's cool to explain, too, why this podcast is called Cosmos in the first place. And so that's a little play on words, space, and stuff like that. Of course, Cosmos is the place where all the stars live. And so that seems totally appropriate since we are the stars here at OCU. So this is the place where the stars are, and Cosmos, the podcast, is the place where all the stars come together and you can see them all and get to learn about them all.
So this is our first episode. We're calling this episode zero, and really this is an episode to dive in and get to know your hosts a little bit more. Also, before we jump into getting to know our hosts, if you want to provide any input or help shape Cosmos, you can email us at socialmedia@okcu.edu. We're very receptive to any feedback. We would love to grab questions from you or potential guests you'd like to hear. And this is your podcast as much as it is our podcast. But I'm going to go ahead and ask questions, Nick. I'll answer them as soon as I ask, and then I'm going to pass it off to you to answer, and then I'll keep going down the line. I've made a few of us for us here.
All right.
We're going to kick it off easily with how long have you been at OCU? I've been here for 17 years, if you count my undergrad and grad time here, which we are counting, right?
Sure, yeah.
I think that's fair.
Hey, you're making up the rules, so I mean, you know, count whatever you want.
But it's been a blast, and yes, that makes me a two-time alum, and they've kept me around. They seem to like me, and I seem to like them. So, go Stars.
Yeah. So for me, almost 9 months now. I started in October of 2020 in the job that I'm in now. And so, you know, I feel like I'm still learning a lot about OCU. And of course, it's been weird in pandemic times because in 9 months, I've been on campus like maybe 12 or 15 times or something like that. You know, so in a way, I still have a lot to learn, I feel like, and just kind of get the vibe of campus, you know?
I think this is a good way to just push you right into getting to know the vibe, just getting to know our future guests, our alumni, our faculty, our staff, our friends.
Yeah.
These questions might be hard for you then, because I'm about to ask, what's your favorite part about OCU? For me, it's always been the people, and that's such a loose answer, but it's really is so eclectic and diverse here. I went to the School of Business, so, you know, buttoned up, sit up straight kind of guy. Not really, but. Mm-mm. And then you throw a rock 10 feet away and you've hit the nursing school. And then you walk 100 paces to the dance school. And then you've got kids that are about to go to Broadway. Like, it truly is so eclectic just because the colleges here are so unique and different. I think that's what's helped me understand just so many different walks of life all in one space in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, no, that's totally cool. And that sort of ties into what I've come to learn really quickly about the campus, and what I appreciate about the campus is just how close-knit and quaint of a campus it is. You know, you literally can walk across the entire of the campus in like 10 minutes. You know what I mean? There's nice green spaces and trees and these stately old school buildings that just give it such a nice college-y feeling, you know. So that's what I really appreciated. The time that I have been on campus is just getting to just soak in that like college atmosphere of the campus. It's nice.
Yeah, it's a perfect segue into our next question. I was going to ask, what is your favorite part about OKC and OCU, Oklahoma City University? If you didn't guess, we're located right in the middle of Oklahoma City. So really, everything Oklahoma City is at our fingertips. It's no more than a 10-minute car drive, honestly, from edge to edge, almost, depending on traffic. For me personally, though, my favorite thing about OKC changes all the time, but lately it is just the growth in mom and pop owned, family owned, small business, locally owned, all the, you know, all the boxes you can check. Restaurants. We are crushing it on the food scene. I've been in Oklahoma City my whole life, and we started off like Chili's was the place to go, you know, Applebee's, like the typical chains.
Red Lobster.
And now it's like, are those places still open? I don't know. I haven't been in so long, because literally at OCU, you can go down to 16th Street in the Plaza District and buy a $3 slice of Empire Pizza, the New York style pizza, which is also alumni owned, by the way. That's a little good, fun fact for you. Good plug.
Yeah, good job.
Grab ice cream at Roxy's and scoot on back on a electric scooter, and your whole trip's done in like 10 minutes. It's awesome. So yeah, obviously big foodie is what you just found out.
Yep. For me, you know, and I will build off what you just said for a second, because so I moved to Oklahoma City in 2002, and that was very much at a time where if you were going to go out, you were either going to go to one of the quote chain franchise type restaurants, or you might go to Bricktown and hit up like Spaghetti Warehouse or Chilino's or something like that, you know? And I mean, that was kind of it, really, you know, they're just, man. And so to see the way the city has flourished, and like, we kind of reversed that like brain drain thing we were having, you know, like the young entrepreneurial minded people who had these cool ideas. It's like, I'm not going to go to Dallas to do that now, or to LA or Chicago or whatever. I'll just stay right here and do it in Oklahoma City, you know? And so that has been such a cool thing to see that evolution happen over the last almost 20 years now. But for me, so I appreciate that. But for me, when I say what my favorite thing about Oklahoma City is, I'm like a city guy from a big city. And so I appreciate the fact that in Oklahoma City, you can do all the stuff you would do in a quote unquote big city, but traffic is not bad, generally speaking.
You can park.
Cost of living is low. Yeah, I mean, oh my God, parking. I grew up, if you went downtown, you were in for $20 for parking, guaranteed, no matter where you went, you know. Here, you pretty much park for free right next to the place you're trying to go to in most instances, you know. So it's like you get a lot of the amenities of the big city, but you still get this accessible, smaller city feel. And that's, you know, having kind of experienced it both ways, I kind of like the OKC vibe when it comes to that. So that's something that really resonates for me.
What are you looking forward to most with Cosmos? I'm genuinely interested in the people we're going to get to meet. I know alum just from my time here, but there's just so many amazing people connected to OCU in some way, shape, or form. I'm just excited to meet them. We're going to need help booking guests. So again, yeah, send us email recommendations of who you think should be involved.
Yeah, and if you want to be on podcast.
Yeah,
I mean, please. I don't know that our standards are very high necessarily. Pretty much probably anybody can be a guest on here. So that should work. For me, I'm excited as a marketer by trade and profession. I'm just excited to have another opportunity to get the OCU name out there and to have another platform to help spread the word about what's happening here, and hopefully reach some people who, you know, who maybe they weren't thinking of coming to go to school at OCU, but they heard this podcast and something stuck with them. Or, you know, maybe there was an alumni who hasn't typically been engaged at OCU, but they heard this podcast and then they thought, oh, you know what? Yeah, maybe I'll get, you know, connected back in with campus. So that's for me is the chance to kind of get the OCU name out there in another way is, I think, pretty cool.
Yeah, this is a great way to do it too. What tips do you have for anyone interested in OCU? Honestly, how accessible it is?
Yeah, this is good for you, right? Because you have lived the student experience. And so I think you kind of have a great perspective on just this part.
The ability to reach out to almost anyone on the OCU campus is there. If you genuinely were interested specifically in something related to economics, you could track down Russell Evans' email and send him an email and he's going to reply. So I think just it goes back to that kind of small, it's a word I don't even want to use because it seems like a bad word, but like niche almost, and that's not even right either, but you can, just accessible is the word I'm really looking for. For me, I didn't really know that I was going to come to OCU until my high school admissions counselor was like, well, you should just really talk to this person. And I talked to them and they're like, well, guess what? There's this new scholarship coming into town. Rolling on in, and lo and behold, it was one that Martha Berger, our president on the way out here that she helped establish, and that's what helped put me through OCU. And just getting to talk to her way back then, I had no idea she'd be the president of OCU, which is literally just proof of the pudding right there. Like, it is so connected and intertwined in such a unique way. So reach out to anyone at OCU. Admissions counselors are literally would love a call from you. If you're an alum, call your professors. They want to hear from you. Send them an email. They would love to hear from you. I see Jacob Dearman running through the neighborhood I walk through all the time. I'm like, hey. And he goes, hey. I said, thanks for not failing me.
Well, I think I've heard you tell a story that even deans of colleges and schools will connect on a one-to-one level with potential students or current students, right?
Yeah, Dean Agee was the one who kind of walked me through the process and told me why OCU was the place to be. Yeah. Definitely felt like a star.
There you go.
You can quote that.
Once again, you're bringing your A pun game to the podcast here. My tip for anyone interested in OCU, and so I think about, I'm talking about marketing again, but I think about driving enrollment and trying to get students to come to OCU. And what you hear a lot about OCU is, man, it's just so expensive, right? It's sort of the knock that people will say. And so what I've learned from talking to our admissions folks and our enrollment folks is that people don't generally, I'm not trying to blame, put blame on people or anything like that, but people don't generally try hard enough to learn everything that's out there that can help them with scholarships and financial aid and stuff like that. And what you can find typically is if you'll just stick with it and do your homework and do a little more research, there's typically some kind of scholarship or financial aid situation that most students can take advantage of. So I think that would be my tip, is that if you're thinking about OCU, don't let the cost of coming to school be a deterrent in your decision-making process. Take your time, do your due diligence, do a little research, talk to our counselors and advisors, and typically they'll find a way that you didn't see at first that could help you pay for school. So yeah, stick with it a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, and then it's been a while, of course, but in high school it is a little overwhelming applying for colleges. And literally, OCU was not even really on my radar because I just had sticker shock, so to speak.
Yeah.
And my high school counselor was like, well, if you apply, there's actually a really good chance you're going to get some pretty solid scholarship money. I got a $1,000 scholarship to OU, which is literally nothing, it feels like now, whereas OCU was just a ton more than that, to where it was actually cheaper for me to go to OCU than OU, and I would have preferred to have gone here, and I did. So
yeah,
that's... I'm a success story on that right there.
Yeah, perfect. That's exactly right.
All right, I'm going to wrap it up here. We're going to do one last thing. This is something we're going to introduce to our guests when they join us on our podcast. These are 5 rapid-fire questions, Nick, so you have to answer them off the cuff. We're going to keep doing it the same way. I'll just answer it right away, and then you dive right in.
Let's do it.
Pizza go-to place. I already said it, Empire Pizza. That's mine.
I'm going saucy Sicilian food
truck. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, yeah. A little off the beaten path there, but that would be mine.
Award-winning.
Yeah.
Where do you claim as home? For me, it's Oklahoma City.
I live in Edmond right
Edmond?
Now. So,
yep. Where do you claim as home, though? Is that...
I'm saving that for later.
You're
that's part,
that?
Of, that's
okay.
part of an answer for another question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Favorite spot on campus? Oh, crap. Rapid fire for me. Probably the quad, yeah. I love spending time out there and then literally just watching our students practice stage combat or frisbee or hammocks. There's always something going on the quad.
Yeah, for me, this is random, but it's... In the visitors building, as you walk up the staircase, on the west staircase, I think, on the second floor landing, there's a window where you look out to the admin building, and then just over kind of the shoulder of the admin building is the Gold Star Tower. And on those days where there's like a little early morning haze or mist in the air, the Gold Star has this ethereal... ghost-like presence, and it's like, this is like a postcard right here. So sometimes I just like to stop on that landing and just look out the window and check the scene and just kind of get your moment of zen there as you start the day. So that's, in a weird way, it's like the second floor landing of the staircase is
okay.
my favorite place on campus, I think.
I think we might have to grab a photo from your phone roll there and toss it on our website.
We can do that.
What's your favorite hobby or favorite spare time activity? For me, it's going to have to be, this is silly, I feel like, but animal photography. Even if I don't grab the picture, it gives me a good excuse to be outside. Not that you need an excuse to be outside, but I just feel like I'm there. I have purpose. Like, I like to go on walks, but when I have my camera with me, I'm like, oh yeah, this is awesome. Like, and then I do some sneaking, you know, and like try to be quiet and try to get some good shots.
Sneak up on a squirrel on campus or something.
Yeah, I do have to get outside. Well, not too far outside of OKC, but there's definitely not really good wildlife here.
Yeah. No, that's cool. For me, gosh, it's like all things sports.
Yeah.
I love to play pickup basketball. I'll just go up to the soccer field in Edmond there and just get a soccer goal by myself and just like, you know, for half an hour, like, you know, try to score as many goals as I can. I started getting back into ice hockey here, which I had played when I was younger. Golf, you name it. If there's a sport that I can play and I have the time, I will go play the sport. So, yeah.
Rumor has it OCU has a winning program. We've got a lot of national championships here in sports. It's pretty rad.
That's right. 70.
We'll definitely have to...
70 now.
70? We're going to have someone from athletics on the podcast for sure.
Yeah.
Without saying what the category is... What is your top three? I'm going Hot Cheetos, LaCroix Peach Pear, and Mochi.
Okay, and I'm going to guess that your category is, I can't think of anything funny to say, eclectic junk food or something like that. Not like LaCroix is junk food or anything like that, but.
It's definitely my comfort food. This is
comfort food.
Oh man, this is a long day. I need Flamin' Hot Cheetos. This is my self-treat.
Yeah. Top three, this is a real window into my life. Flight of Passage, Expedition Everest, and Big Thunder Mountain. And I don't, you know, you have to know Walt Disney World to understand what any of that is. I'm a big Disney nerd, and my family is. We go to Disney as much as we can. And so those are three of my favorite rides at Disney World.
Awesome. Okay. Big Thunder Mountain, I do remember now. Is Expedition Everest the, like, fake Yeti? Or...
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait. Not that Yeti's real.
Oh.
No, I'm just joking. there is a Yeti involved. Yeah, no, you're right about that.
This one's just for fun, but what are some free things online that you think people should take advantage of? I've started using Grammarly recently, and it's really helped me with my grammar, just double-checking my writing, and it's made me feel like a more confident writer. So this is just a freebie for knowledge tips out there. Do you have any?
Along the same lines, Canva.
Yeah.
If you need... Heck, you can do graphic design, invitations, videos, all kinds of stuff that it's pretty cool and makes it look like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So that's I use that almost every day in my job. And so I know that a bunch of people could probably, if you don't know what that is, just go to Canva and check it out.
Canva's awesome. Okay, this one's wild. This is our last one. Steve Irwin has you pinned down in a headlock. What cool facts does he tell the audience about your habitat?
R.I.P. Crocodile Hunter.
True.
So here's the cool fact about me. I don't know if it's cool, but it's a fact. I am not from Edmond. I'm actually born and raised in Toronto, Ontario, so I'm a Canadian. And I came to the United States on a cheerleading scholarship when I was 19 years old. And so went from the thriving... mega metropolis of Toronto, population, you know, 5 or 6 million or whatever, to the East Texas town of Athens, population 10,000.
Okay.
And so definitely a culture shock for me, but what was cool for me at least is that I loved it from like the very start. I never was homesick. I really enjoyed enjoyed like being sort of in this part of the country, the Southwest-ish sort of area that we are. And so that was probably the best thing that happened in my life was taking the plunge to get up and get out of the hometown and come down here to go to school.
That's almost like a flight of passage.
You could say that, yes.
Is that too bad?
That's okay. Kind of corny.
Low-hanging fruit.
I mean, naturally, yeah, but what about you?
This one's wild. So I missed my time. I was born during the wrong year. In high school, it took a lot of arguing and fighting, but... I was an actual pro gamer, and I traveled on the pro circuit to play Gears of War and Call of Duty. And this won't mean anything to anyone listening, maybe a couple people, but Walshy was our coach for Call of Duty. Walshy is the original Halo 2 pro. Like, if you say Walshy and the team final boss, everyone knows who Walshy is. He kind of formed pro gaming. This is when you had to literally go travel places, sit in a nasty convention center, bring your actual own console or PC, it was terribly run back then, a billion LAN cables. Now it's like everyone at home is streaming their gameplay and everyone's can be a pro gamer and there's a billion teams. I'm like, crap, man, I'm too old because, you know, now I don't have time. It's not as fun for me.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But
so you missed your window.
I missed my window.
By
I could have been that.
Like 15 years.
Yeah.
Or something.
Because it's hot now. And let's just segue right into OCU has an esports program, and I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
And game design, animation, they're OCU's on the cutting edge. It's pretty rad.
Very nice. Very nice indeed. Well, Chris, these have been great questions. You put all these together.
Yeah.
So I tip my hat to you, and thank you for doing all that. I hope that everyone who's listening, you know, has enjoyed getting to learn a little bit about us and kind of what makes us tick. And I hope that everyone's kind of excited to download episodes of the Cosmos podcast, because we're kind of excited to record them. And like we said off the top, you know, just tell stories about the OCU community, the students and alumni and faculty, staff, and just kind of friends of the school. So I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully people will be excited to kind of join us on this journey.